感谢神啊！我们在这个主日的清晨啊，我们再一次来思想神的话语。
Thank God, and this Sunday morning we continue to study the Word of God.
那我们今天我们信息的题目是谁的奴仆
？And today's our topic is a slave to whom?
啊，那么圣经告诉我们，我们每个人啊，只有两个身份，要么就是罪的奴仆，要么就是神的。
And the Bible teaches us we only have one of the two status, either servant, slave to God or slave to sin.
啊，那么我们今天就从神的话语来思想我们自己啊，我们到底是谁的奴仆
？And so today, from the Word of God, let's think about us, to whom we are the servant or slave.
好，我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读屏幕上圣经的经文。如果有弟兄姊妹身体不太舒服，也可以坐着读哈。
Stand up, let's read the word of God. If you're not comfortable physically, and you can sit there.
啊，我们一起看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读罗马书的第五章，我们从第十六节读到第十九节。因一人犯罪就定罪，也不如恩赐。原来审判是由一人而定罪，恩赐而由许多过犯而称义。若因一人的过犯，死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂蒙更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中做王吗？如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人都归心碎；照样因一次的义行，众人也遭碎。好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
今天这个经文好像OK。啊，这个好，那我把经文给大家读一下。这个 PPT 好像就是这是五章的，我们今天应该是看到六章，不好意思啊，这应该是我的错误哈。
My apologies that the scripture should be in chapter 6. It's in chapter 5, so I just read the scripture myself.
好。我给大家读一下经文，大家可以听一下啊。这个屏幕上的经文应该是我自己的错误哈。好，我给大家读一下哈。罗马书的六章十六到十九节啊，岂不晓得你们献上自己为奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以致成义。感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，如现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。你们既从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。
This is Romans chapter should be Romans chapter 6 and verse 16 to 19, and the verse basically says we are before the slave of the sin, and now today when we accept the truth, and then we become a right slave to the righteous. So if you refer to scripture, please read it.
那么十九节，我因你们肉体的软弱，就照人的常话对你们说，你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆，以至于不法，现今也要怎样将肢体献给义做奴仆，以至于成圣。
And verse 19 said, I will just speak to you, but the Spirit, so Paul said, before, how do you offer your body to the unrighteous, unclean, unrighteous things? Today, you need to offer your body to the righteous, become holy.
我再次向大家道歉啊，这应该是我自己的问题错误啊。那么主题的经文其实是告诉我们，我们所有人 其实是一个身份，就是奴仆。但是呢，这个奴仆的主人不一样，你要么是罪的奴仆，要么是神的仆人。
So the scripture in chapter 6:19 is that all of us will be slaves either to sin or to God.
然后圣经告诉我们，我们今天信靠主耶稣基督的人，我们已从罪当中释放了，我们不再是罪的奴仆了。
And also the Bible teaches for those of us in Christ, we are liberated from sin. We no longer slave to the sin.
啊，我们以前怎样把自己交给罪，做罪的奴仆？我们现在呢？我们信耶稣的人呢？我们就要把自己交给主耶稣，做神的奴仆。
How we before offer ourselves to God as to sin as the slave to sin, today in the same way we should offer ourselves to God as a slave of God, righteous.
好，也感谢我们弟兄啊，把这段经文可以找到，让我们可以看一下啊。就是很抱歉啊，耽误大家时间啊，这是我的错误，我的问题啊。好不好？因为我们今天就是我们的聚会时间的关系，我们也就不在这里耽误大家太多的时间。我就继续来思想我们刚才所提到的我们的仆人身份的问题。
For the time's sake, I'll just continue to my message.
我们今天呢，我们很多人不喜欢听我们是仆人这样的一个说法。
Today, probably all of us do not like the saying that we are the servant or we are the slave.
约翰福音八章记载耶稣和犹太人有这样的一段对话。
And in the book of John, chapter 8, and there is a conversation between Jews and Jesus.
那么耶稣对他们说：“你们晓得真理啊，真理必叫你们得自由。”
And Jesus at that time, the conversation with Jews said, "You should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free."
那这些犹太人，就感到很吃惊。他说：“我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔啊，我们从来没有做过奴隶啊，你为什么说我们要得自由呢？”
And those Jews are very surprised. They said, "We are the descendants of Abraham. We'll never be anybody a slave to anybody. Why you to say we'll be free?"
那么耶稣就说：“我实在在告诉你们，所有犯罪的都是罪的奴仆。”
And Jesus followed up and said, "Truly, truly, I tell you, all those who sin are slaves to the sin."
好，感谢我们这个操作这个PPT 的弟兄啊，他帮我们找到我们今天的主题经文。既然找到了，我们还再一次再来读一遍啊，我们大家就坐着读啊。
And thank God that we have this scripture today. For today's scripture, since we find it, let's read it together.
那么我们如果能读中文的，我们就读啊。如果你只能看英文的话，你可以回忆哈，回忆我们刚才所提到的主题经文。OK， 我们一起来，还是在读啊，《罗马书》6:16-18，16节起。岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以至于成义。感谢神，因为你们从前虽做过罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。你们既从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。哦，好了，那我们OK， 好，好，我们就还是回到 OK。好，那么耶稣对那些犹太人就说呢，所有犯罪的都是罪的奴仆。
And so Jesus told those Jews that all those sin are the slave of sin.
那么罗马书也告诉我们，世人都犯了罪。
And the book Romans also teaches us all of us are sin.
这就告诉我们什么呢？在上帝的眼中，所有人都是奴仆，不仅是奴仆，都是罪的奴仆。
And so in the sight of God, that basically teaches all us are slave, not only slave, but a slave to sin.
啊，耶稣说所有犯罪的就是奴仆，圣经说所有人都犯罪。
And Jesus said all sin is the slave to sin, and the Bible said we all sin.
啊，那么到底奴仆是什么意思呢
？And what mean the slave?
就是没有自由、被辖制的、被控制的。
Basically, you don't have a freedom. You are basically controlled.
那么罪的奴仆，它有一个特点。
And a slave to sin, there is a character.
那么罪的奴仆往往不认为自己是奴仆。
And one character is that the slave of sin, they don't think themselves is a slave.
那么所以这就是犹太人、反驳耶稣，就是我们没有做过奴仆啊，因为他罪的奴仆不认为自己是奴仆。
So that's what the, those Jews argue with Jesus、said they don't think they are the slave、
所以我们也都知道、使徒保罗他曾经有这一段、内心的这种告白。
And we all remember that、Paul has this like self-exam、about himself
使徒保罗回顾他的从前有一段时光，他说我真的痛苦啊，我是、被罪所捆绑的，我想行的善我行不出来啊，我想我不想去做的恶，但我却总在行，我真是痛苦啊。
And one time he, Paul actually examined himself, and for a period of time he said, at that time I was so rude to me and I wasControlled by sin, the good I want to do, I cannot do it. The bad things I don't want to do, I do it.
所以当使徒保罗这样说的时候，我们就说，哎呀，这真是一个被罪所捆绑的一个奴隶的心声。
And so when、Paul said this, and all we needed is that this is just like a voice of a slave to the sin.
其实当使徒保罗内心有这样的想法的时候，这就表明。他已经在从罪当中，圣灵已经在他心里做工了，因为他发现自己被罪捆绑，自己是奴隶。当他这样发现的时候，就圣灵已经在他心里做工了。
And when Paul said this way, and we said actually the Holy Spirit started working in his heart because he found out that type of bondage of a sin.
而一个在罪里做奴隶的人，他们不觉得自己是罪的奴隶。
But a slave to sin, and if they in the sin, they don't think themselves a slave to the sin.
啊，就好像吸毒的人，他认为啊，我吸毒是出于我的自由，但事实上呢，他是被这个毒瘾所辖制、所捆绑的。但他觉得这是我的自由。
Just like people take a drug, and they think it's my freedom to take the drug, but they don't know they actually is controlled by the drug.
就好像那些赌博的人，他觉得，哎呀，我每一次去赌场，我每一次在这个赌桌上打牌，这都是我的自由啊。
And like the people gambles, and every time they go to casino, and they say, "Oh, this is my freedom. I go there to gamble."
但事实上，他不过是被他的这个毒瘾所辖制的。
But actually, he was kind of controlled by his things want to gamble that be controlled.
所以在上帝的眼中看、世人都犯罪，那么世人都是罪的奴仆。虽然世人认为自己不是奴仆，但在上帝的眼中看，所有人都是罪的奴仆。
So in the sight of God, all sin, all are the slave to sin. Even we don't look at us that way.
那么我们就来看第一个犯罪的人呐、就是亚当夏娃在伊甸园里。
Let's look at the first one in the garden, Adam and Eve.
那么在伊甸园发生的事情，我相信弟兄姊妹都非常熟悉啊。我给大家读一下屏幕上的经文。
I think we're all familiar with the story. I just read the scripture for you on the screen.
创世纪三章一到六节，耶和华神所造的，唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说：“神岂是真说不许他们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？”女人对蛇说：“园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说。”你们不可吃也不可摸，免得你们死。蛇对女人说：“你们不一定死，因为神 神知道，你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神能知善恶。于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。那么这段经文呢，就描写亚当夏娃在伊甸园里是怎样堕落的，怎样违背神的旨意。
And this scripture basically tells the event that how Adam and Eve fell in the garden and they against the word of God.
我们看到这个夏娃呢，把那个上帝不让他们吃的树上的果子摘下来啊，然后吃掉，并且让她的丈夫，她丈夫也吃掉，好像这一切的举动都是出于她的自由啊。
And we, in this event, we can see that Eve actually took the fruit from the tree that God don't want them to eat. And she took it, and she ate it, and she gave it to her husband. And it looks like all out of her freedom to do it.
但圣经告诉我们呢，她看见那个果子啊，首先发现，哎呀，那个果子很漂亮，悦人眼目。
And but the Bible told us that,When she saw that fruit, and she saw that very pretty that fruit, and pleased her eyes.
然后首先这个所看，可以做食物。所以呢，夏娃这里她被一个什么欲望所控制呢？被食欲。哎呀，可以吃。
Of course, first they said it can be a food. So at this time, Eve was driven by the desire of eating food.
那么圣经中也谈到另外一个非常。有名的人，他也被他的食欲所控制的。
And the Bible another story, and also talk in that event. That person, a very famous person, is also driven by the desire of eating.
这就是雅各的两个儿子当中的，他是双胞胎的孩子啊，就是两个孩子当中的稍微早一点点出来那个以扫。
And this is just the one of Jacob's son.Which come out little twin son come out little early. That's Esau.
那么这段经文呢就在屏幕上面。我给大家把这段经文的意思给说一下哈，因为时间的关系。
And for the time, you can look at the screen for that event.
那么以扫呢，他有一天很饿，他看到他的弟弟雅各熬了一碗红豆汤，他说：“哎呀，我就饿死要死，把这个红豆汤给我喝。”
So one day, Esau come back. He's very hungry, and he saw his brother has a bowl of soup, bean soup.
然后这个雅各就说：“那你要吃这个红豆汤，那你要把长子的名分要给我。”
And then the boy said, "Okay." Jacob basically said, "Okay, if you want to eat the soup, you have to give your title of the elder son title give it to me."
后来这个姨嫂说：“哎呀，要个长子名分有什么用？”他说他饿得要死，他就把这个红红汤就喝了，然后就长子名分就给雅各。
And so he said, "Okay, what is so for to me this first son born right, first right to me? I'm hungry, so I'll be rather have the soup." So he exchanges first right with his brother with the soup.
那么后来呢，这个长子的祝福就落到了这个雅各的身上。那么那个时候以扫就非常的懊悔了，但是这个时候已经没有办法再改变什么。
Of course, later on, when the blessing comes, the blessings gave to the elder son the birthright with that birthright, and at that time, Esau is very regret, but it's too late.
是以撒，对不起，以撒是他们的父亲，是雅各是儿子，对不起我今天是，以撒两个孩子，那么其实两个孩子是同时出生的，只不过一个稍微早一点，一个稍微晚一点。
So just a little correction, Jacob and Esau is the two sons of Isaac, and Isaac has these two sons. They are twin brothers, and Esau come a little early, get out a little early.
然后这个以扫他是一个被他的食欲所控制的人，结果他就是为了一碗汤，为了他要吃这一口汤，他就把他长子的祝福啊名分呢就让给雅各了。
So basically, here Esau is like driven by his hungry, and he exchanges his birthright with his brother, for a soup.
所以我们看到，哎，他跟夏娃又相似一样，他们都是为食物，被这个食欲辖制控制。
So we can see the same thing here is that Eve and Esau, they are doing something they driven by the desire for food.
那么圣经说夏娃看到那个上帝不让他们吃的果子呢，就是很漂亮。
And the second in that scripture, in 3:6 of Genesis, he said, not only Eve said this is can be a food, she also thought this the beautiful. This the food is very beautiful.
Good-looking. 那么圣经中还有另外一位非常著名的人，也是被他这个眼睛，哎呀，看得好漂亮，所控制。
And also in the Bible, there's another person, and he also driven by his side of some see something beautiful.
啊，这就是大卫。
And that David.
啊，大卫当王了以后，他在这个王宫里顶上走，突然看见那有个很漂亮的女人。
And one day that David was in the, as a king, and one day will come out and he saw a very beautiful woman.
然后他又想办法就把这个女人就抢到手，这个女人其实是别人的妻子。
And then he committed sin to get this woman, but this woman is someone else's wife.
所以这时候的犯罪的大卫就被他这个眼睛就控制了。
And so we can see David sinned is because initially it was driven by his sight.
我看夏娃当然了，也包括亚当，他们最后呢，就是吃那神不让他们吃的树上的果子。还有一个很重要的原因，就是他们想像神一样。
And of course, in the garden, one of the important reasons they eat the food that God wanted them eat is they want like to be God.
所以这是他们被什么控制呢？被他们内心的骄傲控制。
So in that case, they are driven by the inner arrogance or inner pride of them.
那么什么是骄傲呢？骄傲就是不守本位，不甘心呐、啊，不甘心呐、
啊。And pride is what is the pride? Pride is not want to stay at the place. I'm not willing to sit in the place that belongs to me.
亚当夏娃他们骄傲自高，他们不甘心啊！我就是做被造的人，我要像神。
And Adam and Eve they just do not willing to just to be a creation, they want to be like a god.
他们被这个骄傲所控制。
So they driven by the pride.
我们都知道圣经中的以色列的第一个王啊，是以扫王。
And we know the first king of Israel is called Esau.
那么以扫呢，他是一个可以说一直被恐惧所控制的人。
And we can say King Esau actually, we can say is always controlled by fear.
那他到恐惧什么呢？他恐惧大卫夺取他的王位。
What we fear about is the fear that David will overtake.
那么以扫他这个恐惧感是从什么时候开始呢？就是从大卫打死那个非利士的巨人开始了。
And where his fear come from? Where it start? It start from that David killed Goliath.
大家也可以看到屏幕上的经文，我把这段经文大致的意思给大家说一下，因为有时间的关系。
And they also look at the scripture tell but record that event.
那么大卫呢，把那个非利士的巨人打死之后，这时候以色列的妇女啊，全部都歌颂大卫，然后超过歌颂这个以扫。
So they say,
扫罗，对，对不起。
So basically, when David killed this Goliath, and the Israelite Jewish woman actually came out to cheer for David, and it's the cheer is much more than King Saul.
所以扫罗这个时候就非常的生气。
So Saul got very mad.
他为什么这么生气呢
？And why is he get so mad?
因为他是个非常骄傲的人。
Because he's so proud.
他不能容忍别人得到的掌声、得到的称赞比他得到的多。
He cannot just handle that other people get more cheer than him.
所以，然后呢，他的骄傲就给他带来了恐惧。
And this pride brings fear.
所以扫罗他如此的自高骄傲，结果呢，他就也变得如此的恐惧，害怕大卫。
And Saul is so proud, and at the same time, is also so fear of David.
好，所以我们刚才会看见犯罪的所有人的代表亚当夏娃，他们被食欲被眼睛这个所看见的美好的东西，然后被他们心中的骄傲所控制。
And we can see that the things that we talk about is that Adam and Eve, they driven by the flesh, by their eyes, and by their pride.
然后我们也看见圣经中像扫罗王啊，像这个以扫啊，他们都是被各种各样的欲望所控制。
And also we see the story of Esau and King Saul, and they all basically driven by all the three desires.
好，我们看见屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读约翰一书的二章十六节。
Look at the screen and let's read the scripture on the screen.
约翰一书二章十六节起，因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。所以我们会看见，刚才我们所看到的圣经当中那些犯罪跌倒的人，他们就是被肉体的情欲啊，你说食欲也好，你说情欲也好，眼目的情欲，今生的骄傲所控制。
So we can see the story kind of covers a couple of people. The story they have seen that they all by like.Is due to the lust of flesh, lust of eyes, and the pride of life.
啊，所以这就是一个奴隶的一个本质，就是他被辖制、被控制的。
So this is the fundamental fact of a slave. He is controlled.
啊，那么这三样呢，从世界来。那谁是世界的王呢？圣经说，世界的王是那魔鬼。
And the Bible just said these three things has come from the world. And the Bible teaches the king of the world is a Satan.
所以主耶稣说，现在这世界受审判，这世界的王要被赶出去，就是魔鬼撒旦要被赶出去。我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万民来归我。
And when Jesus went in the world, he said, "Now the king of the world will be judged, and if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself."
也就是说，控制这个世界、控制世人的王。魔鬼撒旦他用三样东西来控制，哪三样东西呢？肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
So this king of the world, this world uses three things to control people. And which three things? Lust of flesh, lust of eye, pride of life.
这所有的人就在这样的一个辖制当中，这个罪的捆绑当中，成为罪的奴隶。但是呢，他们却不承认自己是罪的奴隶。
All of the people are controlled by the three things to become slave, but none of them actually acknowledge and know that they are the slave.
那主耶稣说，当他我若从地上被举起来，当主耶稣被钉在十字架上，献上自己成为赎罪祭的时候，一切信靠他的人就来归从他，就是什么呢？就来成为属耶稣基督的人，不再成为属奴隶属罪的奴隶那样的人。
But Jesus came to this earth when he said, "When I lift up from the earth," which means he is lift up at the cross, be nailed on the cross, and then he will take all the people come to him, and those people are no longer of the world.
离开魔鬼撒旦这世界的王，不再受那魔鬼的辖制。然后归向耶稣基督，成为属耶稣基督的人。
And Jesus lifted up, died on cross in order to save all the people, let them save them out of the king of this earth and make them belong to Jesus.
好，那么罗马书告诉我们，我们一切信靠主耶稣基督的人，我们就从罪里得释放了。
And Romans tells us that all we trust Jesus Christ, we are liberated from the sin.
那简单的说，我们就不再是罪的奴隶了。
And put it simple way, we are no longer slaves to sin.
我们就成为义的奴仆，或者成为主耶稣神的奴仆。
We are a slave to righteous or a slave to God.
那有人就会问，那我们如果不成为罪的奴仆，那么我们为什么一定要成为耶稣的奴仆呢？我们难道就不能成为自由人吗？我就自己做自己的主。 啊，我不要罪做我的主，不要这个世界的王魔鬼做我的主，我自己做主不行吗？我难道一定要让耶稣做我的主人吗？
Someone may ask that, okay, I don't want to be slave to sin, but do I have to be slave to Jesus or to God? Can I just to be a free person?
啊，那么耶稣就用一个比喻来回答这个问题。
And Jesus used a parable to answer this question.
好，我们看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读马太福音的12章43到45节。
Let's look at the screen. Let's read the scripture together.
啊，四十三节起，乌鬼离了人身，就在无水之地过来过去，寻求安息之处，却寻不着。于是说，我要回到我所出的屋里去。到了，就看见里面空闲，打扫干净，修饰好了，便去另带七个比自己更恶的鬼来，就进去住在那里。那人末后的情况比先前更不好了，这邪恶的世代也要如此。所以这里告诉我们什么？一个人内心呐，他被打扫干净了，那些魔鬼赶出去了，哎，他不是很好吗？结果呢，那个魔鬼带更恶的鬼又住到他的心里去了。
And this bill basically just said a person is cleaned up in his heart and they're driven out of the demons. And that is even worse demon brought get into again.
所以这就是我们刚才所看的经文，一个人从最终得释放，但他如果不立刻让耶稣成为他生命的主人，他就会落到这个人的光景，他的境况会比先前更糟糕了。
This basically answers the question that if a person will be free from the sin and saved by Jesus, if he not immediately let Jesus become his master, then he will become the situation like described here.
啊，那魔鬼带七个更恶的鬼来，就来控制他的生命。
And the devil will bring even worse than demon come to him to control his life.
啊，那么从这段经文当中，我们会看见啊，就是，这个一个人的内心会被打扫干净，那么这个打扫干净，耶稣没有说到底是谁打扫干净。
And of course, in this scripture, it's cleaned up, but Jesus didn't say who cleaned up that room.
啊，对于当时的那些文士和法利赛人，他们认为我们只要守律法啊，我们就可以不受罪的控制，我们就可以得胜啊。
At Jesus' time, the Pharisees and scribes, they think if we keep the law, and then we are no longer we can clean up, we will no longer be a slave of sin.
简单说，我靠我自己的行为，哎，我把内心打扫干净，我脱离罪的辖制。
Put it simply, I by my own action, I can get rid of the control of the sin, and I clean it myself.
我们刚才不是举例子吗？有些吸毒的人，有些赌博的人，他们受这个各种瘾来辖制。
Remember we said all those who take the drug and gamble, they are controlled by the addiction.
但是我们必须要承认，他们当中有些人没有信耶稣，他们也戒酒了，他们也戒毒了，他们也戒赌了，那确实做到了。他没有信耶稣，他确实做到了。
But we have to acknowledge that among them, maybe some of them, they even don't believe in Jesus Christ, they clean from drug, and they clean from the gambling. By themselves, they did.
那就像这个，哎，他把这个屋里打扫干净了，无论是靠科学方法呀，靠治疗啊，靠他的各种其他的一些宗教信仰啊，哎，他不管怎么说，他把这个打扫干净了。
It doesn't say one, but whatever the method we use, scientific method, medical treatment, or other religions, yeah, they came up.
啊，我自己个人呢，我在很多年前，我接触过一些吸毒毒瘾很深的人，然后他们最后呢，哎，他真的摆脱了毒瘾，他们靠什么办法呢？他也没有信耶稣，他们靠什么办法？
And myself, actually, the early time, I do have a very knowledge of some people who actually have a huge addiction to drug, and they do by themselves get rid of their addiction. What kind of method they use?
他们就大量的抽烟呐，就抽很多很多烟。如果就要么就大量的饮酒。
And say some of them actually what they did is that instead of they get rid of the addiction to drug by smoke a lot or drink a lot.
啊，这个毒瘾可能是越来越少，他烟瘾越来越大，酒瘾越来越大。
So in AM, yes, addiction to the drug is gone, but is addiction to smoke and addiction to wine is getting, alcoholic is getting big and big.
然后在耶稣所说的这种情况下，他如果没有让耶稣住到他的心里来，他结果更高糟，那会比以前的光景更糟糕。
So it's just like a case, like Jesus said, if you didn't receive Jesus Christ into him, and the situation could get worse in different ways.
那么其实最可怕的这个更恶的鬼是什么呢？是骄傲。
Okay, so the worst, the demon is the pride of life.
一些人靠自己的力量，或者是靠什么其他的方式，各种方式，他觉得，哎，我战胜了，我战胜了，我没有靠耶稣，我靠自己战胜了。结果一个更可怕的鬼进到他的心里，这鬼是什么？名字就叫骄傲。
So a lot of times, maybe certain bad habit, people by their own effort, yeah, they overcome. And when they overcome, but they don't realize when they overcome, there's another even bad thing come to them. That is the pride.
而骄傲是最可怕的罪，最恶的罪。
And pride is actually the worst sin that we can ever have.
亚当夏娃在伊甸园里面堕落犯罪，最根本性的原因就是骄傲自高，不要做人，要做神。
And Adam and Eve in the garden, the falling, the fundamental reason is the pride, because they not satisfied with a creation, but they want to like a God.
你说他们被食欲辖制，那果连同各样树上果都可以吃啊，为什么一定要吃这一棵呢？
If we just they say they only by the driven by the food, and they have all the food on the tree in the garden, so they don't have to eat that fruit.
啊，你说那个因为那个果子特别的漂亮，被他们的眼睛所控制，其他的果子也不丑啊，因为神烧纸造的，他都看甚好啊。
If you think about this fruit, it's beautiful. I think the other fruit in the garden probably is beautiful too, because God say everything created is good.
他们最可怕的就是最可怕的罪，最控制他们、辖制他们的罪，就是他们内心的自高和骄傲。
The things that control them the most is the inside pride.
啊，那么耶稣举这样的一个比喻，就是一个骄傲的法利赛人，他瞧不起、他贬低那个认罪的罪人。
And Jesus also used this parable to say a pride person how he looked down other people that they actually acknowledge their sin.
那这个骄傲的人他在说什么？他在说我的好行为，你看我又进食，我又奉献，他在说自己的行为。
And the Pharisee and this Pharisee pride person, when he come to the temple to pray, he basically list all his good deeds. I'm doing good things, I offered and those things.
那他这种好的行为呢，自身没有问题，这种好行为确实可能让他没有那么贪婪了，让他没有那么吝啬了，是不是？他做的一些行为。
And all those good deeds has no themselves has no problem. And maybe those good deeds does help them. It's not so greedy, not so bad.
但是这些行为确实让他成为一个更骄傲的人。
But when we do these deeds, actually kind of driven him to become a more pride person.
啊，所以耶稣说，凡自高的必降为卑。
So Jesus said, all those who exalt themselves will be humbled.
所以这就是我们为什么我们心中的这些污秽败坏这些罪，看上去我们可以战胜他，但是我们一定要让耶稣在我们内心做主，要不然有更可怕的罪来到我们的心里。
So that's why we have to say we have to accept Jesus Christ in our Lord, inside of us, become our Lord. Otherwise, the even worse sin will come to control us.
如果不让耶稣来到我们的心里，我们只会有两种结果。
If we don't let Jesus come into our heart, we only have two consequences.
一种结果就是这个自高骄傲的人。
One is just like this pride tax collector.
他越来越远离神了。
And he could be far away from God.
他越来越落到一个更加可怕的罪当中，因为一个骄傲的人，他不可能爱上帝，他不可能爱人如己。
and more falling to a person of pride. A person of pride, he cannot love God, he cannot love his neighbor like himself.
上帝给我们一切律法的总纲就是爱上帝，爱人。
But the summary of all the law is two things, is love God and love people.
一个自高骄傲的人就离上帝的律法那是越来越远了。
And a pride person will let himself away from the law of God, far and far away.
还有一种情况就是说我不做罪的奴仆我自己做主，还会到他就会发现他不断的失败，不断的失败，然后他就彻底绝望，他就说我就是这样了，我就是这样了。
And the other consequence is that if you don't let Jesus Christ as into our heart, and then that person will be keep failing, and finally just say, okay, I'm just like that person.
这就是使徒保罗他回顾他在最终的光景，他说我真是苦啊，我没办法，我做不到，我实在是做不到，我恨恶的事情，我不愿意做的事情，罪我却去做，我想改变，我改变不了，彻底绝望。
And just like Paul one time said about himself, he said, woe to me, and I'm just in this terrible situation. I want to do good, I can't. I don't want to bear things, but I cannot help to bear it. And I just cannot change. I have no strength to change it.
所以呢，那么这样的人也会离救赎的恩典越来越远，他不再相信任何救赎。
When you fall into that case, you will become far and far away from salvation because you no longer believe in salvation anymore.
感谢神，圣灵在使徒保罗心里做工，然后他发现圣灵的律
Of course, thank God that God, Holy Spirit worked in Paul, and Paul finally found the law of the Spirit.
我们今天呢？来思想人的身份，你要么就是罪的奴隶，要么就是义的奴仆。
Today we think about our status. We either slave to sin or either slave to righteousness.
我没有人愿意做罪的奴隶。
No one wants to be a slave to sin.
但是呢，我们一定要让耶稣做我们的主。
If we don't want to be slave to sin, we have to let the Lord, Jesus, become our Lord.
好，在约翰福音一章十二节，圣经这样说。
And in John chapter one verse 12, that's what the Bible said here.
我们一起来看到，一起来读约翰福音的一章十二节起。
Let's read together.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。那么什么是接待主耶稣基督呢？
And what means to receive Jesus Christ?
接待主耶稣基督就是我们看到我们刚才说的那个污鬼被赶出去，我们要让耶稣住进来，那叫接待。
And receive Jesus Christ is just like the parable Jesus said, that driven out of the demon and then receive Jesus.
那么戴德森弟兄曾到曾经到中国很深远偏远的地方去宣教的戴德森弟兄，他曾经说过这样的一句话。
And Hudson Taylor, who actually kind of do a missionary in China to the very deep inland of China, he once said this.
他说：“主耶稣若不能全部做主，他就全不做主。”
And he said, if Jesus cannot be the Lord of all.Then he is not the Lord at all.
他这个意思就是说呢，我们接待耶稣，就要让耶稣做我们全部的主。我们不能说留一部分，不让耶稣管，不让耶稣做主。
What is basically is if we receive Jesus, we have to fully let Jesus become Lord of our life. We cannot reserve a part of life. Don't let Jesus to be the Lord.
只有这样，我们才能得到真正的生命。
Only like this, then we have the true life.
我们最后我们就来思想，圣经中确实记载有一位女子，主耶稣从她身上赶出了七个恶鬼。
And finally, let's look at this one woman. In her, Jesus driven out of seven demons.
这叫抹大拉的玛利亚。
And it's named Mary.
抹大拉玛利亚 他曾经被恶鬼啊这个辖制，那么耶稣基督拯救了他。
And the more actually he was controlled by the demons, and Jesus saved him.
那么从此他就让耶稣在他生命中做主，在他心里做主。
And from there on, she let Jesus become the Lord of her life.
她成为主耶稣最忠实的跟从者。
And she became a most famous follower of Jesus Christ.
当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，耶稣的门徒都跑，但这一个女人一直在那里。
When Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, all his disciples scattered away, running away, but that woman was there.
当耶稣的身体从十字架上取下来，这个女人在那里，她一直看耶稣到底安葬在哪里。
And when Jesus they took Jesus' body out of the cross, the woman is there. She wants to see where they buried the body of Jesus Christ.
所以当耶稣从死里复活，那个坟墓变空的，是这个女人她第一个发现了。
So when Jesus Christ raised from the dead, the tomb become empty.That woman is the first one who found it out.
而耶稣那些男性的门徒那个时候都不在场，这个女人她第一个看到。
But all the disciples at that time are not present at that time. The woman is there.
而复活的主耶稣亲口所呼唤的第一个名字就是这个抹大拉玛利亚的名字。
But resurrected Jesus, the name who first called is this woman, Mary.
呼唤她干什么？给她派。使命，你去把复活的消息告诉我那些门徒。
Why Jesus called her and Jesus gave her mission.
然后呢
？Tell the message of the resurrection to my disciples.
所以这一个女人，她是第一个传扬耶稣基督从死里复活的人。她可以说她是第一个真正传福音、发大好消息的人。
So you can say this woman is the first person who.Preached the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is the first one who preached the great news of salvation.
福音就是耶稣的死与复活。
Salvation, the gospel is Jesus' death and his resurrection.
如果耶稣担负世人的罪，死却死在十字架上，这不是完全的福音。
If we only have Jesus Christ bear our sin, died and died on the cross. That's it. Then this is not full gospel.
福音为什么有好消息呢？因为耶稣复活了。
And why a gospel? Why it's good news? Because Jesus resurrected.
耶稣战胜了死亡，所以我们一切信靠他的人，我们战胜死亡。
Jesus have a victory over death, so all of us trust in Him, we will have a victory over death.
我们不在罪的刑罚之下了。
We're not on the scene.
所以这耶稣从死里复活大好的消息第一个传的人就是这个抹大拉的玛利亚。
So the great news of resurrection Jesus Christ, the person who first passed this great news is this woman, Mary.
你不要忘记她曾经是一个被七个恶鬼所附的女人。
And don't forget that she was possessed by seven
耶稣基督洁净了他生命中的鬼，洁净他心灵鬼，然后耶稣在他生命中作王掌权。
And Jesus cleaned her up, and now Jesus in her life, Jesus became the Lord of her Lord.
他就成为离主耶稣基督最亲近的人，离他最近，然后也成为第一个见证耶稣从死里复活，也成为第一个死里复活的耶稣呼唤名字的人。
And so Jesus cleaned.Her up and Jesus living her life, so she become a closer follower. She's become the first one witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. She become the first person actually carry out the great news.
所以我们其实我们每一个被耶稣基督从罪里所释放出来的人，我们其实都应该像这个抹大拉的玛利亚。
And all of us who liberated and saved by Jesus from the sin, we should all like this woman.
啊，我们曾经都被罪辖制。
We all controlled by sin.
但是耶稣基督拯救我们，释放我们。
But Jesus saved us, freed us.
我们就应该让耶稣在我们生命中掌权。
And we just need to let Jesus become a Lord of our life.
我们就为神所用。
And we are just used by God.
啊，在我们接下来呢，我们教会会提名会众们会提名新一任的这个执事会。
Then in the following, we have like a nomination procedure for our next board of deacons.
所以当我们来愿圣灵光照带领我们，让我们能够提名会众提名新一届的执事会，让我们来思想这个被耶稣所拯救、所掌权、所使用的摩大拉的玛利亚。
So when we do this process, may the Holy Spirit work in everyone's heart. Let's think about this woman that who Jesus cleaned up and who led Jesus in her life become the Lord of become the Lord.
在这里我补充说明一句啊，我们教会提名这个执事长老的提名啊，我们是只提名弟兄。
And I'll just kind of mention one thing. When we name the deacons for our church, we only name brothers.
好，那么这是我们教会一直以来的一个传统，也是从圣经当中所看到和领受的。如果有弟兄姊妹愿意跟我们的执事长老跟我来讨论这个问题啊，也非常欢迎啊。但是我们现在就是提名，我们是提名弟兄。
And this is the practice of a church, and also based on some Bible teachings. If anyone else has another things want to discuss, welcome to discuss. But right now, for this time, we just name brothers.
我们相信主耶稣在这个摩大利亚玛利亚生命中所做的工作，也在我们每一个蒙恩得救人身上做同样的。
Of course, we believe that what Jesus have done this woman and do the same work for every one of us.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你，赐下主耶稣基督来寻找、来拯救我们。
Thank you, gave us Jesus Christ come to looking for us and to save us.
主耶稣基督在十字架上流出的宝血，洗净我们信靠他的人一切的罪。
The blood of Jesus Christ on the cross cleansing all of us who trust Him.
把我们从罪的辖制当中释放出来。
And liberate us from the control of sin.
主耶稣第三天从死里复活，让我们的一切信靠他的人得到永远的生命。
Thirdly, Jesus raised from the dead, and all of us trust Him will have eternal life.
我们愿我们这些蒙拯救的人、蒙恩得救的人让我们打开心门，让耶稣基督在我们心里完完全全的做王掌权。
May all of us who being saved, we can open our heart, let Jesus come in, and fully has the power over us.
让我们能够成为被神所使用、神的仆人。
And we can become a person used by God and a slave to God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.